The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, May 14, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Some farmers reported to be running short on patience with Trump tariffs. Also on our Tuesday rundown, factory farming and the environment, Biden in New Hampshire, and protecting unique landscapes to the world. First, our top story, American farmers running out of patience with President Trump's trade war with China. CNN reporting farmers have long stood behind Trump's mission to get a better trade deal with Beijing that addresses long-standing issues with what they say are unfair trading practices. CNN adds that after weeks of optimistic statements by Trump about how the talks are progressing, the president abruptly escalated tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods last week and opened the door to even more, prompting Beijing to hit back Monday by raising the tariff rate on $60 billion of U.S. items. While the tariffs don't hit agricultural products directly, the news still sent commodity prices plummeting. Meantime, factory farms and other industrial farming practices are contributing to a climate catastrophe. That's according to a new global assessment by the Intergovernmental Science Policy Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services.
North Carolina is home to thousands of industrial hog operations, and according to the report, these types of factory farms are significantly contributing to greenhouse gas emissions. Patty Lavera of Food and Water Watch says that while intensified agriculture has fed more people, it also has fueled pollution and water insecurity.
We've really intensified how most animals are being raised. Many of them are confined. You know, chickens are confined for their whole life, so are pigs. Cattle are confined for a good chunk of their life. You know, the footprint of how you raise that food for them, which is often corn or soybeans, that counts when we're thinking about the environmental impact of this model.
Factory farms also release more air pollutants compared with small-scale farms. The enormous amount of manure produced by hundreds or even thousands of animals confined in one place emits particulate matter, ammonia, and hydrogen sulfide into the air. North Carolina has the second highest number of industrial hog farms in the country, and by some estimates, there are more hogs in the state than people. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
Research has shown in North Carolina the damage to air and water quality from hog farms is concentrated in low-income and rural communities. Former Vice President Joe Biden set his sights on New Hampshire to kick off his campaign in the First of the Nation primary with stops in the Seacoast and also in Manchester.
At his first appearance before an overflow crowd at the Community Oven Pizzeria in Hampton, Biden described himself as optimistic about the nation's future, but he wasted no time in outlining some formidable goals if he becomes president.
I want to restore the soul of this country. And secondly, quite frankly, rebuild the backbone of this country, this time bringing everybody along, the middle class. And thirdly, what I want to do is unite the country. The truth of the matter is we can't get anything done in this country without a consensus.
Biden also hit back at recent reports that he would take a middle ground approach on climate change. He says he's rolling out a plan by the end of the month, telling the audience the nation needs an environmental revolution.
Back in 1987, I said we have an existential threat.
Biden, whose lead has widened in both New Hampshire and national polls since his announcement 3 weeks ago, did not mention Donald Trump in his remarks, but frequently brought up former President Barack Obama during the stump speech before several hundred Democratic activists. This is Kevin Bowe.
Turning to the environment, North Atlantic right whales number slightly more than 400 and are facing extinction. Peter Baker directs the Pew Charitable Trust marine conservation work in New England and the Atlantic region of Canada. He is working for reforms to protect the whales and also wants to see a focus on new kinds of lobster gear.
We need to start to move towards using fishing gear where you don't need a rope going to the surface so that we can actually bring lobster traps to the surface without having to pull them up with a rope.
A bipartisan bill pending in the Congress called the Save Right Whales Act would provide funding for ropeless gear trials and other right whale research and conservation innovations. And finally, Eric Tegenoff reports a hearing is scheduled in Congress today. It's on a bill that would expand public lands protections in Oregon.
Senators Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley have introduced the Oregon Recreation Enhancement Act, which would extend safeguards for the Rogue River and create protections for parts of the Molalla River in Clackamas County and rivers in southwestern Oregon. Pam Marsh, a state representative from Ashland near the Rogue River, calls the bill a generational investment that is especially important because of the greater demand to visit these places.
You can be on the Rogue and you can really be out in the middle of nowhere on this tremendous river with these wonderful rapids and feel like you're the only person on the planet. That's a pretty extraordinary opportunity, and that's why people go back and back and back to the Rogue.
The hearing today is being held in the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources Subcommittee on Public Lands, Forest, and Mining. The measure would create a 30,000-acre recreation area near the Malala River, establish the 98,000-acre Rogue Canyon Recreation Area, and expand the existing Wild Rogue Wilderness Area by about 60,000 acres. It also would ban mining in 100,000 acres of the Kalmiopsis Wilderness Area.
According to the association, outdoor recreation in Oregon generates more than $16 billion in consumer spending and more than 170,000 jobs. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.